Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 10th day of April, Anno Domini 2021. And you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 7 minutes after the hour. We're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues.
Here comes
the news. And you're doubly lucky because today, it's the pledge drive. We're very excited today. We're very excited. We have, as you know, we come to you twice a year. We are public radio. We are funded by the public. When we say we're public supported, we ain't kidding. We don't get national money or state money or no money. We get no money. We get money from you, and it is you who keeps this show and this station on the air. We've said this a number of times that Rob took quite a leap of faith with this show. This is a jazz station. They play jazz music all week. And right in the middle of that, they play all kinds of music on weekends. But right in the middle of all that music, they plop this this talk show about computers.
Funny.
And his hope was that the people who listen to this show would be kind enough and generous enough to pledge around this show and keep the show and the station on the air. And so we come to you twice a year asking for your donations, for your dollars, for your generosity.
It's unlike any other jazz. I mean, he totally went totally to the opposite end of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And breaking routine for radio.
Exactly.
This isn't, normally a talk radio program.
Right.
I mean, as far as format.
Right.
You know, it's not like some of these others that you hear in the mornings that the hosts come on, they talk for a while, and they maybe play a tune or two and then get back to talking. He's just about seven and three quarters of the time is all music.
That's right.
Then all of a sudden, right in the prime time of a Saturday when people are out doing stuff.
2 hours out of 368.
Yeah.
Is a talk show.
He plops us in there, took a gamble on us, and said, see what you guys can do. Because he knew he's been with us since he was knee high and needed a step stool to get up to the control board.
Yeah. Look, what we're asking you to do is a little different this time. You can certainly call us at our standard two numbers, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And the lovely Cheryl will be happy to take your pledge. But you can also pledge directly online, and that saves you and us time and effort all the way around. So if you go to the website at at jazz901.org, that's jazz901.org, you'll see right there the click here to donate now button. And if you click on that button, you'll come to a form, a secure form, which you just fill in. You can see the gifts that are available. But if you scroll down, you'll see the various things that you can do and a bunch of questions to answer. One question of which is what program are you pledging for? And we would prefer, quite frankly, if you checked Soundbites for that. And you can do that anytime. Those of you, the hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of you who listen via the podcast, which Steve so kindly puts up every week, and most of you do not donate. We know that. We would love it if you would donate. And no amount is too small. And trust me, no amount is too large. to donate. You can do that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So for those of you listening in foreign countries, no matter what time you go, that thing will be up. And and you'll be able to do that. Just check sound bites so that we know what show you're pledging around.
Because we got to beat the polka dots.
We got to beat the polka dots, and so far we are not.
We took it easy on them last year only because of COVID.
Right.
But we're coming out of that, folks, and we know you folks are anxious to get out, and, you know, we're doing great on shots and everything else, and the competition is, the line has been drawn by them. So it's kind of up to us to, you know, now step it up a little bit more and ask our listeners to step it up too and help support this show, because you know what? It's been always a great friendly rival between the, because they're great. Ray and Al are fantastic guys and we're always kidding, you know, and, but we still like to beat them because they have been here, you know, quite a bit longer than us.
Yes.
And on the air, just a little bit longer than
yes,
us.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, it's a new guys. We still have to prove ourselves, even after this many years. So right. Please, pick up the phones, keep Cheryl busy, and let's see if we can beat them this week.
Right. And while you make that call and make that pledge, I'll read some news, and then we'll get to the phones. Hackers have reportedly been sharing a massive amount of personal Facebook data since January, and now those data appear to have escaped into the wild. A user on a hacking forum has made the entire data set public, exposing details for about 533 million Facebook members. That's just a little over 25% of them. The data include phone numbers, birth dates, email addresses and locations, relationship status, bios, and other revealing information. The data were first spotted in January when Telegram users could pay to search the database. The intruders reportedly took advantage of a flaw that Facebook fixed back in August of 2019 and reportedly includes information from before that fix. You might not be in trouble if you're a relative newcomer or have changed key details in the time since the fix, but the breach still leaves many people vulnerable. In case you're interested to know if your phone number is among the 533 million that were part of the Facebook leak, there are a couple of ways to check. The Have I Been Pwned website is one such source, as is Firefox Monitor. There was a third one from the News Each Day called Have I Been Facebooked, but that's down because it's a European site, and they were forced to take it down for privacy reasons. Now, we cannot guarantee that any of these will, you know, won't
100%.
Log your phone number or whatever. So be wary of that, although pretty much everybody seems to trust Have I Been Pwned. And Firefox Monitor is from Mozilla, so I suppose that's something. At any rate, Facebook could notify affected users, and there's pressure on the company to alert affected users so they can watch out for possible spam calls and fraud. So far, as you might expect, Zuckerberg is refusing to do so. Our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is your Facebook data have been leaked. And the choices are that's very bad. That's not so good. No big deal. Face what now? And others. So far, we have, 89 votes. And, of course, knowing our crowd, face what now is the number one choice.
We always got great folks out there.
And we would love to have you vote. And like I said, you do that by going to soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y. Francis would like us to remind you. And right there in the upper left corner is a link to the poll. We thank the 89 people who voted. I'd like to get it well up over 100 this week, so let's get those voters voting. And of course, if you selected other, or if you just have more to say, and knowing our crowd again,
their opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one,
and they're all full of lint.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, head back over to our website at soundbites.org. Scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff. You'll see the forum. Second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 10 April 21. Your Facebook data have been leaked. And, of course, you can give us a call after you make your pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-04. 1-5.
But you know what? When I saw that, it's like I didn't even think twice about it. Because of me, it's been over a year and a half now using NPass.
Right.
And I have created passwords that if they can guess, in this case, most of my email accounts, the 64 word combination of that password, good luck to them.
Well, right.
You know, but that's something.
Well, but it got leaked, so you should change it.
Yeah, but again, I did. I went through, and it was no biggie.
Yeah.
Because I quick went into the pass, NPass, said generate another one. It did. I pasted it in, changed it. It took me less than, 5 minutes with the help of NPass to create something.
I'm thinking less than 1 minute.
Well, I had 5 of them to do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
5 passwords. So I went through there, and I'll stretch this one out a little bit longer. But, again, just to change it up and paste in the new one. Because literally it's copy, paste. You're done and protected, and nobody's going to get them.
Right.
No way.
Right. All right, to the phones. Our first caller is Dan from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Dan. What's up?
Hi. How you doing today?
Peachy, you?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My question this week is about Google Authenticator, and I know very little about it. So I was hoping you could explain it a little better, and then I have a question based on your answer.
Okay, so here's the deal. Google has an authenticator, as do several other companies, and the basic idea is it's all in service of two-factor authentication. So let me back up a step. Two-factor authentication, for those who are unaware, is rather than just one factor of authentication, something your password, you also have a second factor of authentication, something you have, like your cell phone.
And something else like two passwords, isn't really that good.
Right. It should be two different kinds of things.
Yeah.
So something and something you have. Now, many places do it with a text message, which is okay, but not ideal because text messages can be intercepted. Not easily, not often, but they can be. So to be even more safe, several companies, including Google, have put out authenticators. And they kind of work like those keys that you get with some high security things where they change the number every, 60 times a second or whatever, however often they do that. And so what happens is it goes and gets that number from Google, and that number is based on your username and password. So each person has a unique set of numbers. So when somebody says, okay, we need you to go to Google Authenticator and click yes, or type in the number you get there, or whichever way they do it. That's just that second factor of authentication based on something that's much harder to crack than a text message. And so that's what Google Authenticator does.
And because so many passwords get leaked so easily, just like we saw in the previous story, having that second factor, especially on accounts that have money, is very good.
Mm, right.
Definitely.
Okay. So let's say you have an app that has money in it. I don't know. Call it PayPal. Does PayPal store a specific Google Authenticator number, or does it ask you to go to Google Authenticator and get a number and send it to them?
That number changes constantly, so they cannot store it. What happens is there's an API they use. They say to Google, okay, this person, dan@gmail.com, has asked for a second authentication. What's either give me a number or did he click yes in the app? So you then go to your Google app and it says click yes. You click yes and Google sends back to PayPal, he clicked yes. That's all they get.
Okay.
And ironically, I don't think eBay supports Google Authenticator.
No, Google. Yeah, no,
because they have PayPal Authenticator.
Right. They use a different one, but that's the basic idea.
Okay.
And then Microsoft has their own authenticator that some sites use. Now and then you'll find a site that will use different, will use multiple authenticators, and you can pick which one you want to use.
Right.
So you tell the original app that you're using Google Authenticator if it asks.
Right.
And the original app stores that information that you're using Google Authenticator.
It might.
The Google Authenticator that's on your phone doesn't know which app it's being applied to? There's no connection there?
Nope.
So
Google knows, of course, because they've got to send back that information to that app.
But that's usually just a yes or no. Yes, this is the person authenticated with the Google credentials.
All they know is that you went to PayPal and wanted to authenticate. That's all they know.
Okay. So if
and to be honest, they then immediately forget it because they get 100 million of those a day.
Okay. And Google Authenticator doesn't have a password on its own. Is that correct?
I don't remember that. I think
it would use your Google password.
Yeah, you have to log in the first time, certainly.
Okay. So in order to get to Google Authenticator a second time, if you deleted it before and now you reinstalled it, you need to use the Google password in order to get to activate it.
Right. You need the same Google username and password.
And then Google has its own two-factor authentication, which is interesting because how do you set up Google Authenticator with two-factor because it's your two-factor? They'll ask you to open the YouTube app on your or the Gmail app on your phone that you're already logged into to right. get a code. The trick is when you're setting these things up for the very first time and you have nothing else to be your authentication to prove it's really you.
Right.
So there's a fraction of a time of vulnerability where you're setting up Google Authenticator for the very first time and you don't have a second factor on your Google account yet. In fact, you probably can't set up Google Authenticator without two-factor already.
Right. Well, so you do. There is that moment of vulnerability when you first set it up. But if somebody's tracking you that closely already, you've got more problems.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's all based on the other end as to which authenticator they use. A lot of banks are still using text messages, and we really, really wish they would stop because it's not secure.
Not secure.
Hmm. Well, thanks for making it semi-clear.
Okay.
Clear as mud.
All right, great.
Thanks, Dan.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And it also turns out that the Firefox monitor gets their data from Have I Been Pwned.
I bet they do.
Yeah. It says on the bottom of the page, yep. It's the screen looks a little nicer than Have I Been Pwned. That's more computer guys.
Right, right.
Yeah. So my email address has been lost in 6 breaches, but ironically not Facebook.
Interesting. My phone number is nowhere. It's because they don't put my phone number anywhere.
Yeah.
I still use the old shop number.
Oh, there you go. Does that phone even exist now?
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay.
I got to tell you that whole story.
Yeah, we'll have to hear that whole story.
It's something off to the side. But yes, it still is. It sits down in the basement to an answering machine.
You should go and see how full that answering machine is.
Oh, I check it weekly. Okay. Because there's people sitting there trying to
You should check it strongly.
They're sitting there saying, "We got to get in contact with you because your printer is out of service."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Or your car warranty. Oh.
If I see your car broken down on the side of the road, I'm going to just drive right by you because you've had plenty of time to extend your warranty.
Yeah. I answered one of those one day. The guy said, "I'm calling about your car warranty." I said, "When did I get a car? Hold on." I ran out. I said, let me go out to my driveway.
Yeah.
He said, "What?" He said, "I didn't own a car, but if I've got a warranty, I must have a car. Hold on."
He
hung up.
I didn't know they let me have cars in prison.
Yeah, right. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Brian from Gates, New York. Hiya, Brian. What's up?
Not much, guys. How are you guys all doing?
We're all just peachy as heck. What's up?
Three quick things. One, I've already sent in my donation for the year.
Yay, thank you.
I even got your letter back already. Not that I could tell it was your signature, but that's another story.
That's a different story, right?
Two, I was in the line for my second shot over at the Hawkeye plant. It was a very quiet time. And I was done, appropriately dressed in a very sporty baseball cap. And the guy taking the temperature says, "What radio station is that?" I said, "Well, it's jazz all day, all the time."
Like,
"Oh, really? What
like,
time?"
Like the hat says.
Like the hat. Yeah. That's when he read that. And he said, "What does that mean?" He said, "Yeah, they play all kinds." I said, "Oh, yeah, you know, fusion, progressive, whatever." "Oh, that's really, I have to try that out." So it pays to advertise, guys.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And then last week there was a caller who said he was having trouble getting the station on his assistant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, back several months ago, I had a similar issue. I always would say, "Alaska, play jazz or whatever." And all of a sudden, it stopped doing it. If I said, geez, my assistant in the other room just answered Alaska.
Yeah, right.
it wouldn't come in. All of a sudden, it stopped responding. So I said, "Well, let's try another combination." So I tried Jazz 90.1.
Yeah.
I got a 90.1 jazz station out of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Interesting.
And it was actually half jazz, half classical. I do jazz during the day or classical at night or classical in the day. I don't know.
Right.
It's odd. It's a jazz station with the same frequency numbers.
WRTI.
Yeah. I just do 90.1.
Oh, it's from Temple University.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps to give the call letters. Yeah, we're WGMC. That's we're one of the few radio stations that doesn't advertise their call letters that often.
Right. We do it at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
I just do 90.1 and it comes in just fine.
There you go. Yep. That's what we like to hear.
So it's not an unusual issue the guy had.
Interesting. I'll have to play around with it some more. I clearly have not done that enough. And I will have to do that. Thanks.
There's also a website, Radio Garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get radio stations from around the world.
Yep.
So you often get the stream through GMC through that. If I'm working at my computer, that works quite well.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah,
thanks.
Radio.garden.
Yeah. Maybe when I should get the station.
All right, we got to take
back music. It's time for the booth.
You got it. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on the truly great and truly grateful to you because it's your support that keeps us member supported. Jazz 90.1. Make that pledge. We'll be right back.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. And just as a reminder, we are in a pledge drive. I'm trying not to take too much of your time talking about the pledge drive, but we're not getting pledges in. So
yeah, we gotta.
I'm going to have to talk about the pledge drive.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And as you know, again, I'll just reiterate, we are a member supported station. We don't get national money, state money, county. We get nobody's money except yours. It is your generous donation that keeps this station alive. And yes, there are some corporate donors, but there are few and far between, particularly nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're asking you to do is to become a member. You can see that there are levels of membership, but you can put in your own amount if you'd like. One of the very, very cool things is the Jazz-O-Matic system.
Makes it so easy for
you
folks.
You pledge a minimum of $10 a month, and then it is simply automatically taken out of your checking account with your permission.
Yeah.
Every month. And you can let that go on as long as you like. So you can say, "I want to give $10 a month for a year." It's $120. So you've now pledged at the $120 level. and you get the $120 gifts.
Yep.
And that's, you know, there's a bunch of gifts that you can take a look at on the site. When you make your pledge, you'll see that, you'll see that there's plenty of stuff. Or of course you can ask Cheryl. Cheryl is waiting in the other room to take your pledges. And frankly, I'll be honest with you, she's pretty bored. So, and she's a nice lady. You'd like to talk to her. So give her a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are the same numbers you can call to talk to us.
No, I just wanted to say, though, if right now you're trying to call, you're getting a, you know, it keeps ringing and ringing. Cheryl is on the phone. I can see it right now on the monitor. So there is another person right now trying to call us. But hold on. She'll get to you in a minute. And, you know, she's only one person. But we appreciate, please be patient.
Please be patient. Or again, you can go online. That can handle tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, you can
all
do
once.
That and save the frustration. And right. That way, when you call and get Cheryl, you can sit there and say, yeah, I just signed up online. So I'm good. I'm already a member. Thank you very much. Please put me through. And she'll do that.
Yep. And again, to pledge online, it's jazz901.org, nice. The blue Donate Now button.
Yep, nice big blue Donate Now.
And don't forget to scroll down and check sound bites.
He's made it so easy for you folks, and it's secure. We do not turn around and, you know, publish your information. We don't
sell. We're not Facebook.
Yeah. We're not selling out, you know, your phone numbers or anything else. Or we don't track like Facebook. You know, if you've ever noticed lately, folks, when you go to Facebook and you go to research something else and you come back to Facebook, all of a sudden, it's inundating you. Say you were looking for a car. Boom, now you're inundated with all these car ads. Boom, 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 constantly. We do not do any of that. Your data stays right here, and it doesn't go any farther. The only way Rob Reese uses your name and address is to send you a thank you, or if you picked certain gifts, to mail those out to you.
Right.
Otherwise,
or in a year to remind you to re-up. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, and it stays in-house, so you don't ever have to worry about it being compromised.
Right.
But please, pick up the phones and give the young lady a call. And like
and
I said,
remember, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. We would love to hear from you. And in the meantime...
Well, before that, I was very remiss last week. I forgot
yes,
to thank
you
Dennis
did.
For covering for me for the weeks I was gone. So thank you very much, Dennis.
He was great. We love Dennis.
Was he gone?
I was hoping he was going to leave some Girl Scout cookies behind because he's my fix.
Yeah.
And I haven't had my fix yet this year.
I will tell you... that my kryptonite is the shortbreads.
Yeah.
Holy crow, I love those. I love those. Yeah. All right, so the news. Production of some MacBooks and iPads have been postponed due to the global component shortage and a sign that even Apple, with its massive procurement power, is not immune from the unprecedented supply crunch. Chip shortages have caused delays in a key set of MacBook, key step in MacBook production, the mounting of components on printed circuit boards before final assembly. Some iPad assembly, meanwhile, was postponed because of a shortage of displays and display components. Industry sources and experts say the delays are a sign that the chip shortage is growing more serious and could impact smaller tech players even more heavily. Apple is known for its expertise in managing one of the world's most complicated supply chains and for the speed with which it can mobilize suppliers. This has helped the company withstand a global component shortage that is already squeezing automakers and electronics makers alike. Production plans for iPhones have so far not been affected by the supply shortage, although the supply of some components for the devices is said to be quite tight. Apple rival Samsung Electronics, the world's largest smartphone maker, recently confirmed that the chip shortage could be problematic for the company in the April to June period, adding that it has teams of employees working around the clock to resolve the issue. Large players like Apple, Samsung Electronics, and HP have a lot of leverage with suppliers to demand that their orders receive priority when capacity is limited. They also have developed sophisticated purchasing and supply chain capabilities, including collaborative planning with semiconductor manufacturing partners and strong visibility into where their products are manufactured so they can see ahead of shortages like this. Now, however, demand for some of these large product categories has outstripped the total capacity available. They now face the same long-term challenges as their chip suppliers and production partners of adding manufacturing capacity, which takes years and billions of dollars. The fact that the supply crunch has spread to MacBooks and iPads, two key Apple items, shows that the component shortage remains a serious issue and could deal a more serious blow to tech players that have less bargaining power and supply chain management expertise than Apple does. So, were you planning on buying a new computer soon? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
Yeah, we've had trouble getting iPads shipped in stock, and part of that, we think, is rumors that there's a new model coming this month.
Right.
Because it didn't come last month, like the rumor said.
You're right. So maybe the rumors will say it next month,
yeah.
too.
So between a redesigned model with the new processor in it, especially in the iPad Pro line, and the part shortages, it's been really tricky. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that at our Apple Cider meeting coming up.
Is there an Apple Cider meeting? When would that be?
That would be on Wednesday the 14th at 7 p.m. We are still doing virtual meetings via Zoom. If you want to join and be on camera, or you can watch passively on YouTube.
Very nice.
And applecider.org is the website with the links to the meetings. And we should be interesting to see what comes up. And Apple could just issue a press release. Here's the new iPads with a new chip in it, and it's faster, bigger, better. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have been in the last few events, because they're not doing in-person events, they can produce a whole whiz-bang event. So what used to be a 2.5-3 hour event is now an hour with no waiting for applause.
Right.
And it can be produced, and they can go back and fix their flubs. And so a lot of people are saying this is how events should be done all the time.
Yeah.
Just after they finish this giant Steve Jobs theater with all these seats in it.
Right.
Yeah. So they could put out something with the new products, the new chips, the new features they're having. What we generally see is they give the press about a week's notice. And so things generally come out on Tuesdays. So the coming Tuesday, the 13th, probably no event because it wasn't announced.
Right.
But that could be on the 20th then.
Right.
Because they
announce it the 13th.
Yeah.
Do it the 20th.
Do it the 20th, yeah. But nobody has to travel to get there. So they may not bother having an announcement of the announcement. But you still, magazines and newspapers have production deadlines that they right. want to leave the spot open.
Right.
So it is nice to give them a little bit of notice.
Right. Interesting. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Wayne from Irondequoit, New York. Hi, Wayne, what's up?
Well, I called you last week and I made a mistake. What happened was I had lost a file when I was dragging. And you gave me a command to use. You said sudo, and then I missed something, and then it was double D. I didn't have anything to write it down with, so that's why I'm calling back.
I don't think I told you to do anything with double D, because that is something that reformats a drive.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you didn't ask about that.
Okay.
You did a click and drag, and the file disappeared, right?
Yes, that's it exactly.
Yeah, that would be the locate command.
Okay.
What you need to do is sudo.
Yes.
Update DB.
Oh, there you go. DB, not DD.
Right, right, right. So it's, right. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
It's update DB.
Okay.
And that's all one word. So you're updating the database.
Okay.
And that, you do that first.
Right.
Because there's a locate database, and it usually updates overnight if you leave your machine on or first thing in the morning if you turn it on, blah, 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 blah. But you can do it at any time using the sudo command, S-U-D-O,
mm-hmm.
and then it probably is going to, I hope it's going to ask you for your password.
Okay, great.
And then you can say locate and the file name, or part of the file name.
Okay. Great. Listen, I'm sorry to bother you again, but thank you very much.
No, not a problem. Enjoy.
Take care.
Yep, you too. All right. We got a couple of pledges in. So thank you very much to these people. We definitely want to thank Daniel, and we want to thank Frank for your generous donation. We love to have you folks become members. We have Daniel's a new member, and Frank is a renewing member. We love to have both. We are very excited to have both types in our membership list. We thank you. It is people like you who keep this show and this station on the air. There's not much that we can really do if we can't be on the air. And as you know, we've been on a couple of other stations, but our current home is Jazz 90.1. We are delighted and honored to be here. But whether we stay on this station, whether this station stays on the air, is not up to us, and it's not up to Rob. It is up to you. You are the ones who keep this station on the air. As you know, we've had a couple of transmitter issues, and life has gotten a little weird. But
a tiny little part took us off the air for 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. So we need your help to stay on the air, and that's an easy fix. All you need to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Talk to the lovely and talented Cheryl. She will take your information and make you a member. Or if you don't like talking to humans, and Cheryl is a lovely woman, you should talk to her. But if you don't want to talk to people, or it's after the show, or you're calling from a foreign country because you're finally becoming a member, you can just go to jazz901.org, click the big blue Donate Now button, and fill out the form. Make sure you check that it's for sound bites, and you will be a member. And then, you know, I realize that people tend to get annoyed when we do pledge drives. I get it. Believe me, I get it. But you'll find that once you're a member, you are no longer annoyed, but you are smug.
You take pride in it.
You take pride in it because you are a member. So change your annoyance to smug pride. And it's an easy thing to do. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or best of all, go to jazz901.org and click the big blue Donate Now button.
Okay, well, we let them do that. We've got a couple questions that came in. And this one was really good. Bill from Fairport, and he gave us quite a bit of information. So bear with me for a minute. Currently, I am running an Asus laptop running Windows 10 version 1909 OS, built 18363, you know, number, Intel i7, 17 gigs of RAM. I have had to sign up for MS365 Business. I have tried to download the current version, locked out. Problem I'm having is that it will not allow me to add a couple of Exchange accounts. Exchange server is backspace, and I have not been able to find a way to add an account. Any suggestions? How can I make this happen, or is there another MS method to eliminate other Exchange accounts? Thank you, Bill from Fairport.
Like
I said, he was very detailed.
Well, it seems to be unrelated, too. Microsoft 365 is Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, and
yeah,
Outlook.
Yeah, that's Office.
Microsoft Office, yeah. That's just an annual subscription to the Microsoft apps. Exchange is their mail server.
Right, but what he's trying to do is you have to log in. He paid for it, so he's got to log in. What he's trying to do, you can have five, I think, logins, and he's trying to do some of them off of Exchange. But it also depends on what Exchange. If it is a business Exchange account...
Which
and
it
he,
is.
And he bought a home version of Office 365.
Then you probably can't.
He cannot.
Well, yeah. He said here he's signed up for MS 365 Business.
Oh, then the opposite is true. If it's a home account, he may not be able to sign up for
That's
business.
What I'm thinking. Yeah. It's just the opposite.
There is an option in your Microsoft Office licensing page where you can share your license via an email address to someone else.
Right.
as part of your license. So you get five licenses, say you can share one to your wife with her email address. That may be how you do it to those other email addresses.
Right, but if he cannot, then it may be that, and I don't know this for sure, but I suspect that Exchange limits business people to business and home people to home.
Yeah, I see that when we log in for our customers. It always asks, is this a personal account or did your school or business create it? And we always are doing personal, so that's what I say.
Right. So it
now,
may be
no,
that
okay,
you just
so there's
lie.
An interesting answer to the question. Is this a business account or a personal account? I personally created a business account.
Yeah.
So what do I answer? So there you go. Answer the other question and see if that works.
Yeah, right. I'm looking at downdetector.com. There are no issues with Microsoft 365 currently. There are a few, just a few with Exchange, but Exchange was offline for a couple of days. So if he didn't try it today, if he tried it earlier in the week and just happened to catch the, 3 days that Exchange was offline?
Well, and logging into your Microsoft account with an Exchange-based email address should never go to that Exchange mail server. You're just logging into a Microsoft account.
Right, you would think.
So maybe it's trying to send an email loop to verify it's him and not going into his Exchange server.
Right. But it could be one of those problems, and I understand being caught in the Microsoft loop. Believe me, Bill. Believe me.
A never-ending dark hole.
Right. But the reason you couldn't log in is because Exchange was down for 3 days. So if you haven't tried it today, give it a try.
Okay, we got one other. This is from Ed, November 2, Victor Charlie Yankee. It says, good day to all. Last week, you announced that there would be a net for ham radio operators each Sunday 5 on Raspberry Pi systems. Some of us know something about the Pis, but need to something like the net to do more with it. Soundbites does for computers. Would you please provide the frequency and when the net will start up? The best way I could tell you is there's a great free program, and I'll have Steve post it. If you folks out there that are ham operators and want to know different nets, there is a free program called NetLogger. It's free to download. You can open it up. And it'll tell you all the nets that are on for that particular day. Like I say, it's a free tool to use, and you can use it to check in so you get credit and all that. But the net is normally on Sunday nights. It starts at 5 o'clock, and it is on the FM frequency 146. I forget. But if you use the net logger, you go on Sunday nights, start up net logger, it will be right there, and it'll tell you the frequency and that it's on FM.
So to be clear, if I were to run NetLogger on a Saturday, I would not see this net.
Right. It's only for the current times of the nets. Like if you were to go on right now.
There's a dozen of them active right now.
Yeah, you can look and see which ones are there. And folks will say, but I don't have a ham radio. Well, that doesn't matter. You can get other things like you and I have talked about before, Nick, an SDR. And basically, an SDR, all you do is use a USB cord to hook it up to this little dongle, and you throw a piece of wire out the window. It's literally a 20-foot piece of wire, and you can scan all the ham channels, all of it. It's a very great program that, again, another one you can download, and you can listen. You can only listen. You can't talk, but you could listen to NOAA weather. You could listen to aerospace. You can listen to all the ham bands if you want to listen to CB radio. You can do that. You can even tune in radio stations all over the world because these are all airwaves.
But you don't need radio stations. You've got Jazz 90.1.
Right, but for other folks that want to do other stuff during the day, and you could have Jazz 90.1 going on the radio here on your laptop and still be doing the other stuff.
Sure.
So you can multitask like we do on a computer show. But that is the best way to, I could suggest, is to download that program. You'll know it's the nets because there's a number of them out there, and there's a lot of great help. Just like we're here to help you folks, and that's why we come to you twice a year to ask you for your support.
You know, where else are you going to get this information? You're not only getting computer information, you're getting ham radio information. All you hams out there, why are you not members?
Right.
Don't be silly about this.
There's
nobody else is out there giving you this information. Dave is here to give you this information. You need to support him.
And you hear Nick and I all the time talking about Raspberry Pis and how much you can do with them. Again, it's funny that, you know, we were just talking about this a few minutes ago, how computer stores have slimmed down. And, you know, you don't go into the big box stores anymore and see all these computers on display. They've slimmed down drastically because, as Steve said, they've become replaceable. Very easy to just go out and buy another laptop because everybody's pushing everything up on the cloud. It's safer. It's better for you all the way around. So, you know, keeping up on this information is why you keep tuning to us, because we're here to fill you up and fill all those voids.
And there's also the Rochester Amateur Radio Association, RARA.
RARA, yep.
They have physical meetings as well.
Yep.
I should probably teach a course on Mastermind Lounge about the Raspberry Pi.
There you go.
Anyway, we're going to take a slightly longer break. That music tells us that you've wasted an hour of your life with this nonsense. But we've got a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, computer and ham show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. We're going to take that slightly longer break. And while we do, we need you to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Cheryl on the phones, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 59 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites. It's member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
On Twitter at 901Jazz.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 7 minutes after the hour. We are hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. And not only are we hurtling headlong into the second hour of the show, we are hurtling headlong into our second hour of the pledge drive. That's right. We are in a pledge drive. And for those of you just tuning in, and we know there are a number of you who do just tune in for the second hour, we just want to say, look, we get it. Pledge drives are annoying. They're annoying. We know that. So pledge. The sooner we hit our goal, the sooner we stop the pledge drive. That's true. That's always been true of this station. We need your help to stay on the air. We need your help to continue doing the things that we've been doing. We need your help to keep bringing you the kind of computer and now ham radio information that we've been giving you for the last 30 years. And the only way we can do that is if this station stays on the air. And the only way this station stays on the air is with your generous support. Now, there are two ways you can support, you can make your pledge. You can either call us. And there are two numbers to call us at, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And if you do that, you will speak to the lovely and talented Cheryl, who will be happy to take your pledge. It takes just a couple of minutes, and then you are done. Or if you want, if you are not calling during the show, and I'm looking at you, all you people who download and listen to the podcast, and there are many, many hundreds of you who do all across the world. I don't know who you are, but I know where you are. I know you're all over the world. And you can easily, and also local people, can just go to jazz901.org, click the Donate Now button, and make your pledge. And down toward the middle of that form, you'll see a question of where, you know, who are you pledging around? And you should say sound bites. We would like that very much. But make your call, make your pledge, click that button, get yourself to be a member, and doing that will keep us on the air and will keep us bringing you the kind of information you've come to appreciate these 30 years. For 30 years, 30 years we've been doing this, and all we ask is for you to make a pledge.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
We need your help to stay on the air and keep coming each week. That, you know, we give up our time, you know, 52 weeks out of the year for the most part. We're here answering your questions. And some folks say, you know, how, you know, we've gotten sidetracked on ham radio. Well, you know what? They use computers even more nowadays.
That's right.
Remember when cell phones started getting big and people complained we talked too much about cell phones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Now that's all they have.
Yeah, right.
Computers are working their way into so much, folks. Look, you're getting into 3D modeling, and that's one of the big crazes out there right now, the 3D modeling and the photo editing, and, you know, which has always been, you know, computer-based.
Right.
Well, now even ham radio, they're getting more and more into computerized devices, and the Raspberry Pi's playing a big part of it. So we're trying to, you know, as the variety of systems come out and the applications for it, we're trying to broaden your horizons on those too. You know, not just be computers, because computers, like we've said for the longest time, you go driving down the street, you see an ad for the computer, you get that one. The minute you're driving back, you see an ad for a new one that just came out 2 hours later.
Yep.
It is a one of these things that never stays still. It is always evolving, and it goes in different directions. It's just not down the center of the road. So, you know, your focus can vary from one extreme to the other. And that's why we try to stay up on it and bring you all this information. So we're coming to you twice a year, just asking for your help so we can stay focused on what we do.
That's right. That's exactly right. So make the phone call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you do that, I'll read the news. After 12 years of being an Android OEM, original equipment manufacturer, LG has had enough. The Korean company announced late Sunday night that it is officially quitting the smartphone market. It plans to close up shop on the entire business by the end of July of 2021. The news doesn't come as much of a surprise, since LG has been preparing the public for this decision for some time. LG's mobile division has had 23 consecutive money-losing quarters, and its last profitable year was in 2014. It's not clear what will happen to what feels like LG's last smartphone, the LG Rollable. The flexible display smartphone was announced at CES 2021, and while the expanding display mechanism was identical to concepts and prototypes from other companies, LG promised that the phone would actually launch in early 2021. LG's press release did not disclose what will happen to the Rollable, but rumors say the phone might be canceled. Those rumors started circulating almost immediately after it was announced. We're not going to hold our breaths.
Yeah.
LG's phones were never all that good. The company ping-ponged between building exactly what Samsung was building, but with less marketing and brand recognition, and building wildly unappealing gimmick phones with no rationale behind them. Who could forget stinkers like the LG G Flex in 2013, which used flexible display technology to create a curved phone so it would fit in your back pocket? This is true.
Mm-hmm. Well, because when people...
Assuming your back pocket curves the same way.
When people put the iPhone, whatever it was, in their back pocket and it bent, it was a whole catastrophe.
It was a catastrophe.
Should have just made it curved to begin with. Yeah.
It's pre-bent. The entire body was shaped like a banana for no real reason at all. LG repeated this mistake in 2015 with the LG G Flex 2. The LG V10 in 2015 had a tiny extra display above the main display, So you can see the icons or the time, just like in the main display right underneath it. Anyway, the LG G5 in 2016 had a removable bottom that enabled a modular accessory ecosystem. You could replace the battery, snap on a camera grip with a shutter button, attach a new audio DAC for better headphone sound, and then they came out with very, very few modules. The 2019 LG V50 ThinQ5G had an attachable second screen. The LG Wing in 2020 was a T-shaped smartphone where the main display could turn sideways to reveal another smaller screen underneath. So you had one wide screen.
One small one.
And one small screen. When the LG wasn't putting out ridiculous phone designs, the company's more normal phones could never answer the question of why would I buy this instead of a Samsung phone? LG and Samsung both pumped out heavily skinned Android phones with the latest specs. Both were full of bloatware. LG will leave a sizable void in the prepaid and mid-range shovelware market, which accounts for most of the 10% market share it had in the U.S. This will probably be quickly gobbled up by Samsung or a Chinese OEM. They have, however, promised 3 years of Android updates for their phones. LG joins BlackBerry, Nokia, Motorola, Essential, Facebook, Amazon, Mozilla, Microsoft, Acer, Palm, Panasonic, Toshiba, HP, Leico, Nextbit, Dell, Gigabit, Ericsson, and many, many others in the pile of companies that couldn't cut it in the smartphone market. R.I.P.
Yeah.
So how's your phone holding up? Give us a call if you can. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
Nobody wants to listen to me and how to make a better phone. Yeah.
There is a company, and I have a thing to it somewhere here. Hold on.
While you're looking, LG already shut down one of their LCD TV plants in South Korea. So now they only have one in South Korea, one in China. So they're cutting back on the number of TVs they make. LG was always sort of the mid to high end tier of television, and I figure most people now are going for cheap.
Well, they definitely still make a great washer, dryer, and appliances.
All that moving their appliance division is doing gangbusters. It's their phone division that went downhill very, very quickly.
Well, they were the ones that came up with the technology, too, as far as their appliances.
Yeah.
That if something broke on it, what you would do is you'd call the tech line for the repair in LG, and they'd ask you, okay, please take your phone, put it up to the device, and they'd have you hit two buttons, depending on the appliance. The appliance would then send a tone, these tones, back over your phone, back to LG. LG would then say, okay, yeah, we know what it is. It's this, 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 and this. We'll send out a repairman.
Yep. Very cool. Yeah.
They've got 70,000 employees and $50 billion in annual revenue, so they're probably not,
they're not going
in
badly. We do want to thank Matthew for his generous donation. Thank you much, Matthew. Thank you very much. Matthew has become a member. He is, we don't know what kind of member he is, new or renewing, but he is a member.
He's a member of the family.
And that's all that matters. You can easily become a member and help keep this show on the air, just like Matthew did, by making a phone call or pledging online. The phone number is 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge online at jazz901.org. We're experiencing the interesting phenomenon that often happens to us during a pledge drive. We get fewer calls altogether because people are afraid that they're going to be asked by Cheryl if they want to donate.
You will be.
And the easiest way to not be embarrassed by that is to donate. We will take any donation, large or small.
I gave it the office.
Yeah, I gave you the office. we take any donation, large or small, and particularly for those of you who can afford to. We have the Jazz-O-Matic membership. That makes life really easy. Any amount of money from $10 on up pledged as a Jazz-O-Matic member means we take that amount every month, and it's quite painless and gives us more money, gives you a higher pledge level to get higher rewards from. Excuse me, gifts? No, what do they call them?
Gifts.
Gifts, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you will be able to...
And the new designs are really cool.
They are very sharp. They are very sharp.
I mean, they came up with a really nice design this year for the shirts and the sweaters and everything else.
Have you read some of the level names this year?
Yeah.
The $120 is the nice shirt level, because that's where you get the shirt.
But, yeah, you folks should check it out. And like I say, you can do it safely online. You don't have to worry about your data getting out and, oh, my credit card, you know, I'm worried about it might get hacked. No. Guaranteed, it will not get hacked here. Because right. It's not going anywhere other than right here at Jazz 90.1.
That's exactly right. We don't give them away. Rob is very
meticulous about that.
You should hear him complain when somebody else gets his address. He's certainly not going to do it to you.
Yeah, exactly. He knows where you're coming from. And he respects everybody's privacy because he knows how much he likes it and don't want annoying phone calls from, you know, because your phone number's been sent somewhere else or whatever.
Right.
So.
Right. So.
Pick up the phones and keep her busy.
That's right. Keep Cheryl
busy.
I want
to beat the polka, guys. I mean, we still got 40 minutes.
If your wife is interested in a free video editing program, I'll wait until you're done there because
did he say video editing or photo editing?
I thought he said video editing.
Say again.
We'll see when he answers again. Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you continue the thought for other people that are looking for an inexpensive video editing software?
Right. There are some free video editing software programs. Did you say video editing or photo editing? Okay. We don't know. But if you're looking for video editing for Windows, Mac, or Linux, you can look at Lightworks.
Photo. She does a lot of photos.
All right, hold on. Let me finish with Lightworks. For those of you who are interested in that, if you're looking for a free video editor, it's lwks.com, Lightworks. And it has some pretty powerful features. Pretty highly customizable. You can do multi-track editing and things like that.
It's a pretty ritzy website for a free program, too.
Yeah. It only exports in MPEG.
Ah, if you want more export formats, more features, yeah, they have a commercial version as well.
Right, and so you can pay. There's also HitFilm Express and Shotcut. And if you're looking for a photo editor, of course, there's always the GIMP, the GNU Image Manipulation Program. There's Canva. There's Paint.net. There's Pixlr X. There's all kinds
of photo alternatives. Yeah, because she's just trying to take photos. She takes pictures of all these headstones, and she'll wind up cropping them down and then tries to lighten them. Because some of these headstones are, you know, decades old. I mean, some of them... You can barely even read the names and all that. They're at Holy Sepulchre. And, so that's why she tries to zoom in and maybe lighten them up a little bit because the lettering does reveal a little bit.
There is one called A Shampoo. It's the word shampoo with an A in front of it.
Okay.
And it is a photo optimizer. It's pretty much automatic optimization tools.
Okay.
And these are free. Give them a try. You don't like
it. Yeah, she can delete it.
Make sure you use Revo One Installer and you're good to go.
That was the first thing I put on that machine for.
Yeah, I bet it is.
And for people that are used to like having Photoshop at work, which, it used to be a $700 program, but now it's only $20 a month, every month forever.
Right, right.
Adobe still has their home targeted Photoshop elements for $100 flat, one-time payment. It's almost like Photoshop two versions ago.
Right.
So they keep adding new versions from the old version of Photoshop as they add newer stuff to Photoshop. So that works very similar. We've had a lot of designers that have gone freelance that their company used to pay the expensive subscription, and now they don't want that, but they're used to Photoshop and they know the tools, and so Photoshop Elements is kind of a nice tip for them.
Yep. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, you can... do a Google search for free photo editing software or free video editing software.
Okay.
And the beautiful thing about free is you don't like it, delete it, try something else. We should make you aware that If you're going to do that, use something like RevoOn Installer to keep your
machine clean and running slim.
Yeah, we'll get to the phones. Our next caller is Tom from Brighton, New York. Hi, Tom. What's up?
Yeah, I've got a problem that maybe other people have had too. You know, you visit a place like a site like eBay, and then you peruse the various offerings that they might have, and whether you buy it or not, regardless, in the succeeding days and weeks and months and maybe even years, you get constant emails every single day identifying other items that are similar to what you were perusing. And it doesn't seem to, at least I haven't been able to find something on their site that allows you to reduce the number of pings that they're giving you for items that you've already looked at, regardless of whether you want to buy it or not.
Right.
It's like the cut. I like getting them occasionally, but not every single day.
Well,
I wish there was a button that said, I already bought this. Stop showing them to me, especially if they're cheaper.
I get that from Amazon all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Hey, we found something you might like. Well, I liked it enough to buy it a week ago. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, there's similar ones to that. Said, treat yourself to something out of your wish list.
Yeah, right. Like I didn't know it was there. Right. Look, here's the deal. There, if you have signed into a site, they already have your email address, and they follow you, and they will send you stuff constantly. There's nothing you can do about that. What I do is I have, and this is, anybody can do this. There's a site called Mailinator.com.
And it is M-A-I-L?
M-A-I-L-I-N-A-T-O-R, Mailinator. And you can make up any email address at Mailinator.com. Any email address. It is now public. Anybody can go there. So if I called myself nick@mailinator.com, all the mail sent there could be looked at by anybody. I did not. So if there's somebody already there, it's not my mail. Don't bother looking. But what I tend to do, and I know a number of people who do this, if you really want to keep yourself clean, I sign into some place like eBay with that address.
That email address.
That email address. Then I look around at everything I want, and then I go back in with my real email address and just buy that one thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only way to do that. You can. There are things you can do for Facebook. For example, there's a program called Facebook Fence that's an add-on to like Firefox that blocks some of that stuff.
I've been using uBlock and Ghostery.
uBlock and Ghostery will do the same kind of thing. One thing I tell people in terms of that is for sites like Facebook, I use a different browser that I only use for those sites. That way it can't put a universal cookie on my machine and track me when I go to other sites. So I use one browser for everything except Facebook, say, and then just that one for Facebook. But there's no way to just, because it, particularly if you've signed into a site like eBay, they have your email address. They know what you're doing, and they're going to inundate you as often as possible. So when I go to eBay, I sign in with a Mailinator address and then, you know, write down what I'm interested in, and then I just go get that off of eBay with my real address.
Look at all the contortions and machinations you have to go through to these sites. I mean, it's self-defeating. You'd think they would have caught on by now.
Yeah, except they're making money off it. They are making money off it, so they're going to continue to do it
to
now.
To the
with
few
you.
Folks that will block versus the thousands that won't even be
millions.
Bothered.
Yeah, the other option is to charge you every time to look at their website. And so we have, for the last, when did advertising start?
Yeah.
Since advertising came out, they realized that advertisers will pay because someone is going to come look at the site.
Well, that goes along with micropayments.
Yeah.
Remember back in the 80s, they wanted to do micropayments. You pay a hundredth of a penny for every email you send. You pay a thousandth of a penny for every blog you read. A hundredth of a penny for every website you look at. And everybody went nuts. I mean, they went nuts. But the alternative is this stuff. And now people are going nuts for that. Well, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the onus is on you. The machinations have to be done by you. And I wish there were an easier way to do that, but there just isn't.
What was that Google ad thing where you could pay a small fee and they would limit the number of ads they sent you?
Yes.
They shut it down for a while, but then it came back again.
Yeah.
Sounds like extortion to me.
Well, exactly.
But by going to a website for free, you are agreeing to look at the ads.
Right.
Yeah.
You really cannot have it both ways. You either paid it. It's like cable.
Yeah.
You can watch television and watch the ads. What the heck is that?
Rocking the Casbah.
Right. Well, I do understand that. Yeah. All right. Apparently, we have to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 29 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites, right here in the Truly Great, and truly grateful that you are supporting us at Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
I thought he'd get into it.
It's just that loop.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
I like it when they get into it and then plays that other part.
Welcome back, everybody.
There it is.
Yeah. What?
Added the guitars and the drums.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
We're having a little
36 minutes after the hour, on the home stretch of this edition of Soundbites.
And that was Jay Giles.
I always heard of Giles.
Yeah, Jif or Gif.
It's Jif.
Thanks, Jod.
It's Jif.
Yep.
And you know why it's Jif.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Better than Skippy?
That's the reason. The guy who created it, he called it Jif. And the reason he called it Jif is because choosy users choose Jifs.
Not Skippy.
Right. Which was, of course, the slogan for Jif peanut butter.
Yeah.
Choosy mothers choose Jif.
Yep.
He called it choosy users choose Jif. There are very few good computer puns, and you may not think that's a good one, but it's A1.
Yeah, it is.
And so respect the pun. It's pronounced Jif. We want to thank Mark for his donation. He is a renewing member. Thank you so much, Mark. This is important, people. We are in a pledge drive. You know this. We come twice a year to ask that you become members of this station. And the reason is that we are member supported. We do not get funding from the government or from any other thing. We get our funding from you. We're sadly small enough that we don't get funding from a lot of other places. So we need you to make that pledge and support this station. Keep this show and this station on the air. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Click that big blue donate now button. And as you go down through it, it'll ask which programming are you pledging for. Please check Soundbites. And we'll go back to the phones. We have Judy from Honey Eye Falls, New York on the line. Hi, Judy. What's up?
Hi. This morning, my Chromebook just stopped. The screen froze, it wouldn't turn off, nothing would happen. But that had been the case for a couple of hours, but when it found out that I was calling into your show, it came back to life.
It knows better.
It does. Unfortunately, this is the second time that this has happened to me with the Chromebook. The other one did not revive. And I'm wondering, should I put like a skin on this thing to keep it a little bit safer, or... what do I do to prolong its life?
Yeah, the problem is that most Chromebooks are not terribly expensive devices, which means that they're going to die eventually. How old is this one?
Less than 2 years.
Oh.
That's pretty soon. I was going to say that sooner, they usually die sooner than more expensive computers because they're less expensive components.
Right. But less than 2 years is
yeah.
Yeah, that's still new.
Certainly, particularly if you live in a humid environment or someplace where you might spill something on it, having some sort of skin over the keys is not necessarily a bad idea. If you carry it around with you, having some sort of external case on it or keeping it in a bag of some sort is probably a very good idea. One of the problems we all have is that we're all using portable devices now. And that means we tend to carry them around, whether it's one room or another, or we take them out of the house with us. And that bangs them around significantly more than you might think. And that can cause issues.
I try to be very careful, but you can hear, like, there's a creak up near the hinge. And I'm wondering if a weld doesn't come, or a soldering point doesn't come loose.
We talked about that last week, the class action suit against Apple over hinges malfunctioning and the screen not working right, because all those wires have to go through that hinge.
Right, and power.
Right.
Yeah.
And if there's a short, that can affect the whole motherboard.
So I think what I'm going to do is, after listening to you guys, I'm going to get a Pi to have a backup.
There you go.
And I also think I'm going to renew my fall membership early, because I really owe you a debt of gratitude.
God bless you, Judy.
Thank you very much.
Yep. You're the kind of member we love. Thank you.
Judy,
and
if you
may... You may want to check on the warranty on that computer. If it's less than 2 years old, you might have a two-year warranty on it.
That's right.
Yeah, I couldn't get into any of my records or any other sort of thing, but now I can, so I will do that.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard us before, Judy. One of the other things you might want to try with the Pi, which we were talking about, I forget whether it was last week or the week before, is, you know, we've said how you can run Windows on a Pi. You can also run, which is more or less a Linux-based operating software. It's called Twister OS. Okay. If you check that out, and that already Twister comes preloaded with LibreOffice, so it's
most
already
of them do.
Yeah,
most of them do. Raspbian does as well.
Yeah, so you know it's already there for you, and there's a lot of applications that'll work with it. So check that one out too. And that's the beauty of working with a Raspberry Pi. It doesn't take much to use the Raspberry Pi imager. It'll format it for you. You can put another image on it, try it out for a little bit. If you don't like it, reformat it and do it again. It doesn't take that much time nor effort.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Let us know how you come out.
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I...
you got the 400?
No. What I did do this week was I
looked at the 400.
No, yes.
You can tell
us
the truth. She's not listening.
She's not listening. She's at market.
She might be. No, quarter of, she might be on her way home. But I did not get the Pi 4 yet. what I did do was I tried to put Gallium OS on an old Chromebook.
Okay.
Gallium Arsenide?
Gallium Arsenide. This is Gallium OS.
Not Gallium AS.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But I did screw something up, which I expected I would the first time. And I'm not upset, because it was an old Chromebook that I haven't booted up in a year, and it no longer gets updated.
Doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah, it doesn't owe me anything. I screwed something up. I bricked it. So I have to go back and figure out what I did wrong. But... so I'm looking more closely at something else. Anyway, we'll see. But I have so many machines now, and I'm so busy that I'm not even playing with them. You know, I really am not, and I should be doing something with something.
So many things in my room need to be repaired or built, and I'm too tired.
I'm tired, and I don't have time, and I'm working on...
I'm half envious with all the people I know that were out of work for so long.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that didn't work out so well for me. I got involved in a startup, and it took a lot of my time, but it's going well, and that's the important thing. But the fact is that
there's so many toys that I don't have. Well, it's like me. I finally got around to, doing this. I have what they call an SDR, and just wound up finally getting another connector. I needed another connector. It cost me all $3.
Having the device, it's not even getting the device, it's the taking the 30 seconds to buy the device.
Yeah. And I procrastinated for over 3 months just getting this little pack of connectors, a package of four for $3. Yeah. I finally got it. And I just, again, 20-foot piece of random wire, soldered it up. I said, here it goes. And Sandy goes, weren't you working on that? I go, yeah, I just finally got the part. She goes, I thought you got that a long time ago. I go, no.
Yeah.
Just finally getting around to it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, there's the time when you think I got to buy the part. Then there's the time when you finally buy the part. Then there's the time when the part sits around uninstalled. Then there's the time when you install it. Then there's a time when you get it actually working. And by that time, a year has passed.
Well, I mean,
and there's a better one out. I got to stop and think. I got to stop and compare again.
Well, I had to go back over and rewatch a couple of the videos on how to run the software. Because this software, like I say, it's a free download, and you can hook it up to it, and it can cover anything and everything that you can listen to. So if you want to listen to radio programs or shortwave or whatever, it's there. It's free. It's just. But
I wanted to put a pair of speakers on my Raspberry Pi this week. I've got a parts box that I guarantee you has 3 or 4 speakers in it. Did I bother to dig one out? No. But 3 times this week, I thought, I really
do you have the dongle
speakers,
though?
No.
There's a dongle that you got to put in there to get your sound system to work, because the sound coming out of the Raspberry Pi 4. I've got an extra one if you.
Oh, I do. Thank you. Please. Yes, I'll take it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I got an extra. Again, one of those.
There's one more step.
Well, you get, because they're so cheap, they throw in two. And I only needed one.
Right.
I can switch it from one to the other. So, yeah, all right. I'll bring that in next week. But, yeah, because the Raspberry Pi 4, as it is now, it has the sound device on it. But working with other devices and all that, it's not quite compatible yet. And I say yet because it's just a matter of time. The Raspberry Pis are constantly changing, and the various computer programs that it will run. I mean, like Nick and I were talking about before, do you want to do, say, a Skype meeting or a Zoom meeting? No. It's not meant for that.
No, you will find that the video card is not good for 5 or 6 video streams.
Right. You can do normal stuff on it, like word processing and everything else. As a matter of fact, like I say, I just finally, I think it was Wednesday, shut down my old 21-year-old server. Yeah. And now it is being, that server that's served me well for 21 years is now being controlled by this little Raspberry Pi that's no bigger than a bar of soap.
Yeah.
It's the best way to equate it. If you have like a bar of the old ivory soap, that's how big a Raspberry Pi is in its case with a fan and running faster than that 21-year-old. It has more devices hanging off of it.
I've got sitting on a corner of a shelf is a full-size 2-terabyte spinning hard drive, and sitting on top of it is that little bar of soap that controls it.
Yeah.
And I can get to it from anywhere in my house, and it's just ridiculous.
And it went, well, I've got the SSD on mine.
Oh, it's very fast.
Oh.
Mine is not, because it's an old 2-terabyte drive I happen to have sitting around.
The only reason I got this was it was a special that came up.
Right.
And they said, you know, they had like, it was a 5-day special. You get it, you know, with the other device. And, oh, okay, I'll get it. And with the enclosure.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I got to replace it anyways. And heck, I'm saving it better than buying this big, huge server again. This little thing is doing it and backing everything up and fast.
Okay, so this is another example of this. Connecting that 2-terabyte hard drive to my Raspberry Pi took all of 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Buying the enclosure took me 3 weeks. So I just kept looking at them and thinking, do I want this one? Do I want that? Finally, I said, you know what? I'm buying the cheapest one. And I did. It was $30 or $25, whatever it was, yeah. $19.95. And I just bought it, put it on, worked like a top, done. Thank you very much.
Nick,
analysis paralysis. You don't need it.
Nick?
Yeah.
If don't you have one of these things that's called a 3D printer?
I do.
There are a number of folks that have...
Well, I needed the cables.
Cables are...
Well, I still would have had to buy them, and that was a three-week process.
But the case, you could design your own. There are folks out there that are designing cases that will also hold the screen. If, like, I've got a 7-inch touchscreen on mine right now that I've got the world map on, and it's great because it's I got it so it dims down, but I can just touch it, and boom, pops up, and I can see it. But, yeah, they have...
I know what they have, and I know I could build.
But again, it's finding the time.
Right.
Perfect is the enemy of good enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I actually designed a couple of cases. I just never printed them out because that would have taken another 30 seconds to move the file over and start up the printer. But that, please. There's just a bunch of stuff.
No, I laugh only because I'm just as guilty.
Yep.
On other projects that I'm trying to do, and it seems like other things keep getting in the way of doing them. You know, and it's like, oh yeah, I'll get to that a little bit later, and then before you know it, like you say, weeks slip by, and then
my to-do list is so full. How full is it? It's so full. There was a dog stuck to a fire hydrant. Sorry.
Oh.
That's an old Johnny Carson joke. How cold was it? It was so cold. There's a dog stuck in a fire hydrant, and I've used it for decades. What was I just saying?
About being so busy.
Busy?
Oh, yeah. I don't get to anything. There's so much to do. My to-do list, the program I'm using is called My Tiny To-Do, and you can have multiple tabs.
Mm-hmm.
I've got four of them, and all of them fill the page. You know, one is for 3D prints, and one is for this, and one is for that, and one is for something else. And they're all full. They're all things I want to get to. And as I'm getting to them, I realize, no, this is more important. I better do this now. And, oh, yeah, that just jumped in. And my wife wants this done, so that's number one.
Yeah.
So, you know, the stuff on the second and third and fourth tabs, I may never get to. At this point
in time, yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly
it'll still
right.
be there tomorrow for you to do and the next day.
That's right. And I take naps now, and the heck with everybody. I take naps once in a while.
Nothing wrong with that. At our age, we can certainly
speaking
use
of
it.
Nothing wrong with that. You know what? Nothing is wrong with you making a pledge, and you should do that.
Still got about 7 minutes.
You got 7 minutes in the show, and you've got an entire week to do it online. So if you want to pledge during the show, give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at jazz901.org. Click the big blue donate now button, and when you're filling it out, make sure that you say it's for Sound Bites, and you can do that, particularly you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who download the podcast during the week from all over the world. We need you folks to become members. We want to stay on the air. We want this station to stay on the air, and we as a show want to stay on the air. But the only way that's going to happen is if you folks make the call and make the pledge. It's you who keep this show on the air. We do this a lot. We're on the air every week. We're broadcasting it over the internet. We're on YouTube. We do the podcast. All we ask in return
the Sunday Lounge.
We do the Sunday Lounge, which is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Every human being on the planet is invited. And we do all of that, and all we ask in return is that every year you make that call and make that pledge.
And we only come to you twice a year. We're here 52 weeks out of the year.
That's exactly right. But you can easily make that call or make that pledge online. And it's very easy to do. It's very fast. It takes less than a couple of minutes. And I know you're going to put it on your to-do list on tab number 5. But we'd really like you to do it right now while while you're listening.
It's fresh in your mind, and you can do it securely. I mean, we don't want to give Rob an excuse to replace us with a radio program.
That's right. We want to be a bug in Rob's ear for the next 20 years, and the only way that's going to happen is if you make the call and you make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't be us. Make that call. Make that pledge. Make sure that you get yourself into the system as a member of Jazz 90.1. We need you.
Yeah, it's, you know...
Has Rob been sending the text pledges in yet?
Mm-mm.
No, because I've heard from people that said they pledged online, and we can't thank them yet until we get confirmation.
Yeah, we need to. We have not heard from Rob. Rob is, I think he's actually busy this afternoon.
What's more important than us?
Absolutely nothing.
You got that
on a
straight.
Scale of 1 to 10. We're at an 11.
No emails.
No emails. Rob, come on, man. Come on, man.
Dude.
What up?
Dude. At any rate, we do thank all of you who have pledged. I'm sorry we cannot thank you on the air. But we are
We will
grateful.
By next week. We will get this straightened out. And if you did pledge to us during this show, don't worry. We will catch up with you folks next week. Nobody goes
unappreciated.
Yes, definitely.
That's absolutely right.
Because we count on you folks. You know, without you folks out there, we wouldn't be doing this show. Like I said, we'd be doing literally, Rob would have music back on here.
I could have slept till noon. Well, no, the cats would have gotten me up for breakfast. But other than that.
You have alarm clocks.
I could have gone back to bed till noon.
I've got three alarm clocks, too.
Yeah, right. Right.
Just sit there and, no, you're not sleeping in.
Yeah, that's not happening. My cat, one of my cats, is only 30 pounds. And he's the active one. He's the one who jumps on me every morning.
I've got one of my Yorkies. The minute I roll over on my back.
Oh, yeah.
This dog must be half jackrabbit. She can leap up into the air and wind up landing on my chest with dead accuracy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boom! It almost takes my breath away. It's like, oh, hello, dog. She's right there in your face.
Our dog's, of course, not allowed up on the bed.
Yeah, right.
We had one many years ago, Winston. She was a ninja dog. She weighed about 80, 90 pounds. And she would suddenly be on the bed. I could see her do it once in a while if I cracked an eye.
Dimensional portal.
She'd flow up onto the bed like she had no bones and never disturbed a thing.
Whoa.
And lying there with those huge innocent
eyes.
Yeah. I don't know how I got here either. I was sleeping downstairs. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, with that innocent look.
Yeah. Cats, on the other hand, do not care.
No.
My bed. I'm on here. Get up.
Will never forget. This is going back decades. My mother had this one Persian cat.
Huh.
And liked sleeping with my mom and dad. But in the morning, she'd always get upset because next to her pillow was this pile of bobby pins. And all the curlers that she had put in her hair with the bobby pins, the cat during the night would pull out all the bobby pins and put them in this little pile.
That's
so
hysterical.
She wake up, all of a sudden, these curlers are falling out. Found out. She thought it was my dad at first, and no, I wasn't doing it. Yeah, it was the darn cat.
That's hysterical.
One of our cats likes to sleep on my wife's pillow, and too bad if her head is already there.
Yeah, right.
And the other cat sleeps at my feet, and too bad if I move.
Right. I had one that would present me with a mouse head every morning on my pillow. Nothing like waking up and seeing that right there in front of your face.
Watch The Godfather too many times.
Exactly.
Yeah, really, carnage.
All right, that's it. That music tells us we are done for the week. I truly want to thank every person who pledged during the show. It is you folks who keep us on the air, and we are honored to be here every week to do this for you. If you haven't pledged, You still have time. 585-966-JAZZ to 966-5299. But best is to go online at jazz901.org. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Cheryl in the other room for keeping track of all of that for us and taking those pledges. We will see you next week on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites. Member-supported Jazz 90.1 in just 166 hours. Be good to